think with Binway, one never really knows exactly how the old cookie or the theater or the human condition is going to crumble. Though crumble it will, we can rest assured of that. Now, Dr. Binway was unable to attend because he was detained in Jonestown for reasons which are not entirely clear at this time. However, we're very fortunate indeed in having with us tonight the man of whom it is said by many to know, who is the brains behind Binway, the eminence, the great gray eminence behind Binway. A poet and prophet, a man who prophesied Jonestown and prophesied My Lai and the assassination of popular leaders and corruption, monster of corruption in very high places, while there was still merely a gleam in the eyes of these perpetrators. Great poet and prophet, and perhaps the most influential writer of our time, grand, groovy, and beloved William Burroughs.
Pleasure for me to be here, Miss Chick.
Later, you can talk. Right now, let him talk. Okay?
It's a great pleasure to be here. We're going to have a good time, no matter what comes, right? As far as the space and time and the future is concerned, I think most of you know that I believe that the space you occupy determines the time that you live in. If you go back to the Middle East, you're going back 4,000 years, you're going back to your mid-brain, and the reality that you have to deal with there is determined by the fact that you are there. If you're living, if you're having a discussion in Belfast, Ireland today, the fact that we were there would mean that the key issue would be shaking down Catholics and Protestants. So that to move into new space is the only way the new realities can be created, and the fastest way that the future nervous system can be activated. Now, Brian, when you talk about space, that it's dangerous and it's perilous and it's, who's going to control it, and that sounds like LSD was described 10 years ago.
Well,
is something beyond that, which is inconceivable.
difficult, as you see, for people living in town. And the point is that time is a resource, and time is running out. That's why we have to go into space. Just as a fish had to leave the water when the pond started to dry up.
I am that I am. I am that am I. I am. Am I that am? I that I am. Am that I? Am I? That I am, I am. That am I am. That I am.
That was the most astonishing experience one could possibly imagine. And yet it's all fading away, like a distant memory, vanishing so quickly. I'll have to find my way back. It was all so clear, so perfectly understood, and yet now, I can't even comprehend what I just experienced. I'd like to thank Alan Maxwell for letting us use Tesla for this Harvard program. We really appreciate it. This is Undercover Radio broadcasting from the middle of nowhere. If you'd like a QSL and a CD of the show, please email us at undercoverradio@mail.com. That's undercoverradio@mail.com. Or through postal mail at Box 293, Box 293, Merlin, like Magician, Ontario, Canada, N0P1W0, N0P1W0. Until next time, good night.
Thank you. explain. A sudden, overpowering.
Yeah. goose down. He's mixed in too much Spanish fly and burned the prick off the police commissioner. So we come today, long legs are cool, often we find him cool and casual in a dark room with potted rubber plants and a silver tray on the table where he likes to see a weekend. Shows us to a room with rose wallpaper, and he has this bell. Any hour of the day or night, just ringing, mother charges in with a loaded hypo. One day we are sitting out in the lawn chairs with lap robes, and Doc picks up a piece of grass. He says, "Chunk turns you on vegetable. It's green, see? Now green, bitch, should last a long time." So we check out of the clinic and rent a house, and Doc starts cooking up this green junk. The basement is full of tanks, smell like a compost heap of junkies. So finally he draws off this heavy green fluid and loads it into a hypo big as a bicycle pump. "Now we must find a worthy vessel," he says. "We flush out this old goofball artist and tell him it is pure Chinese H from the Ling Dynasty." Doc shoots the whole pint of green right into the main line. Yellow jacket turns fibers gray, green, and withers up like an old turnip. And I say, "I'm getting out of here, mate." Doc says, "Unworthy, that's a lot of you drink. Let us go and escape."
Cover radio broadcasting from the middle of nowhere as we celebrate Independence Day weekend. We're playing some of our favorite clips from William S. Burroughs, Laurie Anderson, and a host of other artists. So please keep tuned in to Undercover Radio. Get in touch with us at undercoverradio@mail.com. undercoverradio@mail.com. Coming up, William S. Burroughs and his Talking Assholes.
I'm going to tell you about a man and stories assholes. He's old and old and up and down in the big parking lot for words. It looks like anything I ever heard. Just half talking about it. Get you right down there like you got a girl. You know, when you're old, cold. Well, this talking hits you right down there, a bubbly, thick, stagnant sound of sound you can smell. This man worked for Carnaby, you think? In the service, it was like a novelty, a ventriloquist, a real funny to approach. He had another he called a better elf. That was a school. I tell you, now, I can get more to it. But it was like, "Oh, I say, are you still down there, old thing?" "Nah, I had to go relieve my crew." After a while, he started talking on his own. Would go in without anything repaired, and his ass would ad lib and talk, but getting about getting it. The incurving hook. He got this accused first and built an act around it, but he ended up with feet his way through his pants. He started smoking in the street. Shot out of one equal rights. He's a drunk fool and his crying gag. Nobody loves him want to be kissed around any other mouth.
I need a kiss.
Finally, it talks all the time. Okay. You can hear him for blocks, screaming out to shut up. Beating it with his fist and sticking candles up his butt. Nothing to that. Yeah. You know, shut up in the end. Because we don't need you around here anymore. I can talk and eat and you. After that, he began waking up in the morning with a transparent jelly like a tentpole's tail all over his mouth. Now, this jelly's what DT, that's undifferentiated tissue, which can grow into any kind of flesh on a human body. Occurs in parts of Africa and only among Negroes where the little toe amputates spontaneously. Except for the eyes. That's one thing we have so far. The nerve connections are blocked and infiltrated and atrophied so the brain couldn't give orders anymore. It was trapped in the skull, sealed off. For a while, you could see the silent, helpless suffering of the brain behind the eyes. Then finally, the brain must have died because the eyes went out. There was no more feeling in them than a crab's eye on the end of a stump.
If you'd like to cue a cell card from Undercover Radio, please send email to undercoverradio@mail.com. That's undercoverradio@mail.com. Or through postal mail, P.O. Box 293. That's Box 293, Merlin, Ontario, Canada, N0P1W0. Merlin, Ontario, Canada, N0P1W0.
That door has been locked for 3 hours solid. I think they're using it for the operating room. Doctor Benway, cardiac arrest, God damn it. He looks around and picks up a toilet plunger. He advances on the patient. Make an incision, Dr. Lim. He says to his old assistant, I'm going to massage the heart. Dr. Lim shrugs and begins the incision. Dr. Benway washes the suction cup by swishing it around in a toilet bowl.
Shouldn't be sterilized, doctor.
Dr. Benway, very likely, but there's no time. He sits on the suction cup like a cane seat, watching his assistant make the incision. You young squirt couldn't lance a pimple. Without an electric vibrating scaffold with automatic drain and suture, all the skill is going out of surgery. All the know-how and make do. About the time I performed an appendectomy with a rusty sardine can. And once I was caught short without instrument one and removed an uterine tumor with my teeth. And that was in the upper appendix. And besides, the wench is dead. The incision is ready, doctor. Dr. Benway forces the cup into incision and works it up and down. All over the nurse, the doctors, and the wall. Cup makes a horrible sighing sound. Nurse, I think she's gone, doctor. Dr. Benway, well, it's all the day's work. Walks across the room to a medicine cabinet. Some fucking drug addict has cut my cocaine with Sani Flush. Nurse, send the boy out to fill this RX on the double.
Man, you got any weed?
No, I'm not a drug dealer.
Oh, wow, what a bummer. I was gonna get fucking wasted and listen to Commander Bunny on the short wave.
You know, son, Commander Bunny is a very dangerous weapon. Some say, oh, it's dangerous.
telepathically.
Commander Bunny is trying to take over the human race and use us as slaves.
Oh, man, that's heavy shit, dude.
Don't listen to Commander Bunny. It's too dangerous.
Wow, that just blows my mind.
Big word by the Resist the Rebel Revolution Action Committee.
This is Undercover Radio broadcasting from the middle of nowhere.